Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Allegations of sexual assault and personal misconduct. Hegseth's blaming what he called a smear campaign, but also acknowledged that he's overcome character lapses.
I'm not a perfect person, but redemption is real.
Tomorrow, six more confirmation hearings are scheduled, including State Secretary nominee Marco Rubio fielding questions from senators. Israel and Hamas signaling that they are getting close to finalizing a Gaza ceasefire deal. This is ABC News. A rare message from the Princess of Wales.
Catherine, Princess of Wales, for the first time saying she is in remission, writing in a statement, quote, "It is a relief to now be in remission and I remain focused on recovery," end quote. The princess this morning also met with four other cancer patients at the London hospital where she has been receiving treatment for cancer, at one point saying, "It's really tough, it's such a shock," and that she really felt like she needed to get the sun, that she needed loads of water and loads of sunlight. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the Foreign Desk.
A huge collection of Bob Dylan memorabilia is set to hit the auction block. Julian's Auction says 50 items connected to the iconic singer-songwriter will be up for sale, including early handwritten drafts of Mr. Tambourine Man, Dylan's first number one hit. The items come from the personal collection of journalist Al Aronowitz, known as the godfather of rock journalism. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance agents, insurance designed with you in mind. Frigid with clear skies tonight and a low of zero. Breezy and warmer tomorrow. Increasing clouds with a high of 23. Winds will be southwest 10 to 20. And mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Breezy with a few flurries possible and a low of 19. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the east northeast at 4 miles per hour, making it feel like it's 1 degree outside. And our actual temperature is 9 degrees.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Following a 911 outage in Richland County, the system is back up. The repair was completed and network access restored during the early morning hours today. Richland County Emergency Management reported around 4 yesterday afternoon that the county was experiencing a 911 outage. The unofficial cause of the outage was a fiber cut between Sun Prairie and Portage. The outage also affected several other counties' 911 services. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office reported the outage in a Facebook post around 2:30. The Marquette County Sheriff's Office said around 2:35 that its phone lines were down and technicians were working to fix the issue. In Adams County, the Sheriff's Office said around 2:50 that its 911 and admin lines were down. Iowa County Sheriff's Office posted on Facebook just before 3 that its services were down. The outage also affected school districts in our area. The Ithaca District first reported an outage at 1:50 yesterday afternoon. The outage affected internet traffic only. Again, the 911 system in Richland County is now back up. It is mighty cold, and as temperatures drop into the single digits and below this week and next, UW Health Kids has essential safety reminders to keep the young ones safe in winter weather. Rochelle Ethan, Child Safety and Injury Prevention Manager for UW Health Kids, says many winter injuries are preventable. She reminds families to let children come indoors periodically to prevent hypothermia or frostbite, wear sunscreen, and stay hydrated even in the cold. Indoors, make sure there is a carbon monoxide detector on every floor, including sleeping areas. And when in the car, wearing bulky clothes or winter coats can prevent a snug, proper fit of a child's car seat harness. Adjust the harness while the child's coat is off, then put the coat on top like a blanket. Wait until you arrive at your destination before putting the coat back on. A closed child care center in Toma has no plans to reopen. Kids and Company was abruptly closed last week when the Toma VA Medical Center revoked its lease over compliance issues. The daycare's board chair said the closure was unexpected, but said it wasn't due to any rules violations. According to state officials, the center has had a number of reported incidents as of late, including an injury to a child caused by a staff member, which was not reported right away. The center had a capacity of 40 children. Edgewood College is changing its name. It'll now be Edgewood University. The college is turning 100 in 2027. Graduate programs were first introduced at Edgewood in the 80s. That's typically when institutions are considered universities. The name change will take effect in July. Madison will soon have its interim police chief. Assistant Chief John Patterson will take the helm. He was confirmed by the Police and Fire Commission Monday night. He has the support of Chief Sean Barnes and two other assistant chiefs. He'll take over when Barnes leaves for his new position in Seattle. Patterson has spent more than 25 years at the Madison Police Department. Barnes' last day is February 1st. Now the Police and Fire Commission will work to find the next permanent leader of the Madison Police Department. Governor Tony Evers, joined by violence prevention advocates, local law enforcement, elected officials, students, and community members, signed an executive order today creating a statewide Wisconsin Office of Violence Prevention and announced he is directing $10 million for the office to begin its work and administer grants supporting violence and gun violence prevention efforts statewide. The governor's announcement builds upon his and the Evers administration's long-term efforts to address crime, prevent gun violence, and bolster efforts to keep kids, families, schools, and communities safe. Among critical responsibilities, the Wisconsin Office of Violence Prevention will work to connect the dots between state and local government agencies, including law enforcement agencies, to ensure a whole-of-government approach to prevent violence, including gun violence statewide. Support and provide technical assistance to local violence prevention and intervention efforts. Administer and award grants to school districts, firearm dealers, law enforcement agencies, nonprofits, and government agencies to support violence reduction and prevention initiatives. Develop public education campaigns to promote safer communities and identify opportunities to improve statewide policies or laws. Governor Evers also announced his 2025-27 executive budget will provide his most robust and comprehensive gun safety reform efforts to date, in addition to providing sustainable, ongoing state funding to make the Wisconsin Office of Violence Prevention a permanent office in state government. A group of environmental activists gathered in the lobby of the Department of Natural Resources in Madison Monday to protest Enbridge Energy's Line 5 pipeline. The pipeline reroute project has faced strong opposition from environmental groups and the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, following a recent permit approval from the DNR. The company is making plans to reroute the pipeline around the reservation rather than through it, but tribal leaders say the proposed reroute is upstream and still puts the local environment in danger. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced that state officials recently lauded 16 DNR conservation wardens and one division staffer for life-saving and heroic actions. Family and friends joined Governor Tony Evers, DNR Assistant Secretary Mark Aquino, and DNR Chief Conservation Warden Casey Kruger for the January 10th Life-Saving Valor and Meritorious Awards Ceremony at the Wisconsin State Capitol. The awards presented were selected by the DNR Division of Public Safety and Resource Protection's Special Awards Committee, which includes sworn officers and civilian division staff. Division staff submit nominations, and the recipients were selected based upon requirements. The criteria for a life-saving award includes the employee performed an act that was intended to save a person's life, and it appeared at the time that the person in jeopardy would not have a chance of survival without the employee's actions or assistance. Among the life-saving award recipients were Warden Al Erickson of the Dodgeville Warden Team. In May 2023, he saved a man's life in rural Iowa County by expertly placing a tourniquet to stop the massive blood loss after the man cut his arm while using yard equipment. Warden Benjamin Gruber of the Devil's Lake State Park Warden Team. In October 2023, he teamed with a Village of Arena local police officer to save an Iowa County woman's life who was not breathing and had no pulse. Warden Gruber responded to assist in performing CPR and utilizing the police department's AED. U.S. Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, Wisconsin State Director Julie Lassa has announced that the USDA is investing $14 million more in grant funding in Wisconsin to expand access to clean energy systems and increase the availability of domestic biofuels. The investments are being made in 42 projects in 27 counties in Wisconsin through the Higher Blends Infrastructure Incentive Program and the Rural Energy for America program. Projects funded include Grow Alliance in Grant County, a rural small business in Cuba City. It will use a $438,500 REAP grant to install a roof-mounted solar electric array. This project is expected to save $45,118 per year. It will replace 609,696 kilowatt hours, or 66% of the company's energy use per year, which is enough energy to power 60 homes. Volunteers from the Wisconsin chapter of the American Red Cross are assisting wildfire relief efforts in California. Northeast Wisconsin Executive Director Rebecca Rockhill says they are coordinating closely with their partners to provide food, shelter, and emotional support and other critical services. Rockhill says monetary donations are the best way to help because sometimes donations of clothing and household items can divert resources away from caring for those affected. A total of 8 American Red Cross Wisconsin members have been deployed to California. More information can be found on the American Red Cross website. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is hosting a free fishing weekend Saturday and Sunday to share the fun and excitement of winter fishing. During free fishing weekend, anglers of all ages can wet a line in any Wisconsin waters open to fishing without a fishing license, trout stamp, or salmon stamp. All other 2024-25 hook and line regulations, including bag limits, size limits, and species restrictions, remain in effect. While most trout streams are open during the catch and release season on free fishing weekend, there are trout streams, spring ponds, and lakes that are closed to fishing. Please review the trout regulations or check with your local biologist if you have questions about specific waters. For trout streams that are open, only artificial lures are allowed and anglers must release all trout caught. If you plan to keep fish, review the DNR Safe Eating Guidelines to stay informed of potential consumption advisories impacting some water bodies throughout the state. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Joe Nusi of Hillsboro on ticket number 129.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Richard Allen Dick Martin, 82 of rural Muscadet, died January 7th at home. A private family celebration of life will be held at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorials be directed to the Riverdale FFA. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family of Richard Allen, Dick Martin, 82 of rural Muscadet. Geraldine Mathias, 87 of Menasha, formerly of Chicago, died January 7th. Graveside services will be held in the Avoca Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Geraldine Mathias, 87 of Menasha, formerly of Chicago. June E. Strait, 79 of Richland Center, died Friday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. A private burial will be held at the Viroqua Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for June E. Strait, 79 of Richland Center. Robert J. Gasper, 86 of Lone Rock, died yesterday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery in Spring Green. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert J. Gasper, 86 of Lone Rock.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. We had a bright and beautiful sunshine-filled day, but darn was it cold. In fact, very cold. High temperatures just scraped 13 degrees, but with feisty winds out of the northwest gusting around 15 to 20 miles per hour, it really made our highs feel about 5 below. Thankfully, though, the winds are finally starting to ease up. Out of the northwest at about 5 to 10 miles per hour now, they will calm out of the west to 5 miles per hour tonight. This is great news because the cold still has a grip on us. Lows will bottom out near 0 degrees with clear skies. So another frigid start to the day tomorrow, but the warm-up also begins. It'll become breezy with winds out of the south, warming us up to highs in the low 20s. We'll see plenty of sunshine to start the day, with clouds increasing throughout the afternoon and some light snow possible late Wednesday night. Then for Thursday, we start the thaw, climbing above freezing to the mid-30s. It'll be a windy, mild, and mostly cloudy day. That stays the case into Friday, too, under overcast, cloudy skies, breezy conditions, with warm, warm weather climbing to the low 40s. Yeah, we're looking to hit highs at about 42 degrees, which is well above average for January. It won't last long, though. Unfortunately, a cold front sweeps through, dragging our high temperatures for Saturday down to highs of just 20. It'll feel sharply cooler under partly sunny skies, and it gets even worse from there on Sunday. And the Arctic blast with some sunshine and bitter cold, high temperatures only reaching 3. And if you think that it's going to change for Monday when we start the work and school week off, nope. We slide even colder. Highs on Monday are expected to be at about 0 degrees. It'll be blustery, but sunny. So be sure to bundle up, layer up, avoid sweating, cover all exposed skin, and know the signs of frostbite and hypothermia. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is clear and 8 degrees after a high today of 12 and a morning low of 3 below. Yesterday's high was 12 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1987 is 48 degrees with a record low of 29 below set back in 1963. Last year's high was 1 and we had a low of 9 below. Sunset will take place tonight at 4:50, or it already took place tonight at 4:50, I should say, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:31. Winds are out of the northeast at 4 miles per hour, creating a wind chill of 0, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 8 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Vilney has a look at tonight's area high school schedule.
In boys basketball tonight, Wisconsin Heights plays at Madison Country Day, New Lisbon at Cashton, Hillsboro at Nisida, Brookwood at Royal, Westby at West Salem, River Valley at Wisconsin Dells, Edgewood at Baraboo. Also, it's Kickapoo at Ithaca, DeSoto at North Crawford, Wazika Steuben at Weston, and Lafarge at Seneca in boys basketball. McFarland visits Reedsburg, Iowa Grant at Mineral Point, Riverdale at Darlington, Boscobel at Cuba City, and East Dubuque at Lancaster. In girls basketball, Cambridge at Wisconsin Heights, Baraboo at Poinette, Darlington visits Platteville, Potosi-Cassville at Schulzburg, Wazika Steuben visits River Ridge, Wunniwuk Center at Riverdale, Seneca at Hillsboro, Cashton at Westby, Lafarge at Viroqua, Southwestern plays at Lancaster, Belmont at Highland, and Kickapoo is at Richland Center. That is our featured game on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Here is Richland Center coach Jeremy Cooey.
We were fortunate enough to play them in the summer in our summer league, so I have a pretty decent idea of how they'll be coming at us, which is helpful. They're an experienced team. And hopefully we'll be able to go out there and run them up down the court a little bit.
The Kickapoo girls are coached by veteran coach Eric Weigel.
I know they've got a new coach, and that, of course, always is, you know, tough at the very beginning of the season in particular. I can remember way back my first year, I don't think we won a game until after Christmas, as, you know, the girls are trying to learn a new system and learn all your terminology. I've seen them on video. They certainly have some height, which is something that we really don't have much of. We are, our tallest player is about 5'8" or 5'9". So that's going to give us a little bit of challenge. And his, you know, here this year, the teams that have size have given us some problems.
That's Eric Weigel, Kickapoo coach. His girls are at Richland Center for area girls basketball. We'll have it on the radio later from FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. I'm Phil Nee.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Someone once said, "All of my life I thought air was free until I bought a bag of potato chips."
Schwartz Insurance believes that you should get what you pay for. Do you have the proper insurance protection? Schwartz Insurance can offer you a no-obligation quote on all of your insurance needs. Perhaps it's time for you to check on your insurance protection to be sure you are properly covered. Call 647-8891 for a quote that is all chips and no air.
The Wisconsin men's basketball team is riding the hot hand of senior center Stephen Kroll as it welcomes Ohio State to the Kohl Center tonight. The tip-off is set for 8 for the Big Ten Conference game. Over the last 5 games, Kroll is scoring 16 points, 6 points per outing, hitting 76% from the field, 54% on his three-pointers, and a perfect 13 for 13 from the free throw line. The Buckeyes come into the game with a 10-6 record. Junior guard Bruce Thornton averages almost 18 points per game. And you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, as well as WRCE.FM and on the Civic Media app. Pre-game for that contest will be at 7. Marquette goes for its 6th straight victory in tonight's Big East Conference game at DePaul. The Golden Eagles come in ranked 7th in the country. Cam Jones is the top scorer at 19 points, 7 points per game. DePaul is trying to snap a 4-game losing streak. Guard Jacob Meyer, leads the Blue Demons in scoring with 14 points a game. Marquette is the last Big East team that is still unbeaten in conference play. Giannis Antetokounmpo says the Bucks have been horrible against the top teams in the NBA Eastern Conference. Milwaukee has no wins after 8 contests against the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Boston Celtics, and the New York Knicks. The Knicks put a 34-point beatdown on the Bucks on Saturday, dropping them into 6th place in the standings. Antetokounmpo insists his team is still better now than it was the first time it lost to the Knicks. And the Milwaukee Bucks will host the Sacramento Kings tonight. Tip-off at Pfizer Forum will be at 7. Packers cornerback Keyshawn Nixon tells reporters he wants to focus on defense from now on. He says the desire has nothing to do with his critical fumble on the opening kickoff against the Eagles. Nixon has already made his reputation as a nickel defender and kick returner, but he became a standout perimeter cornerback this season while Jaire Alexander was sidelined. Our replay shows Nixon recovered his fumble on the kickoff, but a review didn't support the overturning of the original call. And Tom Clements is stepping down as the Green Bay Packers quarterbacks coach after 25 years in the NFL, in which he worked with Hall of Famer Brett Favre and 4-time MVP Aaron Rodgers. Packers coach Matt LaFleur said today at his season-ending news conference that the 71-year-old Clements is retiring. Clements had begun a second stint at Green Bay in 2022. Clements began his coaching career after quarterbacking Notre Dame's 1973 National Championship team and played 12 seasons in the Canadian Football League. He was the CFL's most valuable player in 1987 and won Grey Cup titles with Ottawa in 1976 and with Winnipeg in 1984. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect, whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecommunications. telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Here are more tips from the Okooch Mountain Humane Society for keeping your pet safe in cold weather. First, animals often seek warmth under parked cars and under hoods. Be sure to check for pets under and around vehicles. Also, antifreeze is poisonous to pets, so thoroughly clean up any spills and keep pets away from both antifreeze and standing water near antifreeze spills. Finally, after your pet has been outdoors, rinse its paws with warm water and check between the toes for salt and ice particles. Do everything that you can to keep both yourself and your pets winter safe. And listen for more cold weather tips next week. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Hogs were higher Tuesday. Soybeans, cattle, and corn finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans ended the session mixed, mostly lower. It was an up and down day with occasional support from last week's USDA numbers against profit-taking pressure. CONAB did raise its outlook for Brazil's soybean crops slightly ahead of the open. March beans were down 5.5 at 1047.5. May was 5.25 lower at 1061.25. March bean meal was down $2 at 305.80, and March bean oil was up 23 points at 46.22. Corn was mostly lower as it continued to digest the recent USDA numbers while watching forecasts for South America. CONAB lowered its corn guess for Brazil modestly. March was down 2 at 474.5, and May corn was 2 lower at 484.75. And week closed mixed. The trade's watching U.S. crop conditions with a wide range of temperatures across key growing areas. Russia's wheat exports are slowing, and that could help U.S. sales. March Chicago was up 1.25 at 546.25 on Tuesday. March Kansas City wheat was down a quarter penny at 560.75. March Minneapolis wheat was 4 cents lower at 589.5. Live cattle over at the Merck were mostly lower, and feeders were higher ahead of this week's widespread direct cash cattle business with box beef mixed at midday. Megan Grebner will have more on cash livestock in a moment. February live held at 197.40, and April was down 5 at 198.15. March feeders were up 30 at 268.20, and April feeders were 22 higher at 268.55. And hogs closed higher, supported by the cash and wholesale business during the session. February lean was up 45 cents at 83.62. The April hog contract was $1.20 higher at 90.50. Megan Grebner will have that full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this brief break.
Have you been to agroamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen. AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
My doctor said I could use something called a biosimilar. Then she told me what it is.
A biosimilar is a type of biologic medication. Just like brand name drugs have generic versions, original biologics can have biosimilars.
So I asked what the benefits are and if they work the same.
Biosimilars have the same safety, effectiveness, and quality as the original biologic. They also offer more medication options at potentially more competitive prices.
My doctor said I could learn more at fda.gov/biosimilars.
Cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Tuesday. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. If business follows the trend of recent weeks, look for inquiries to pick up during the day Wednesday before significant trade volume develops sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for solid offerings. Choice down 37 cents at $3.3298. Select was $1.14 higher at $3.1871. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and up about 17,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a solid negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct up $1 with a weighted average of 80.14. The Iowa Minnesota was $1.05 higher with a weighted average of 80.25. And the Western Corn Belt was up 94 cents with a weighted average of 80.14. Pork values closed about steady, up a penny at 98.21. And estimated hog slaughter was 477,000 head, down 10,000 on the week and up less than 28,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. A central Illinois cattle producer has some concerns over the current price of beef. Chase Brown says he's worried about sustainability.
A whole beef can cost anywhere from $2,500 to $3,000. And then with the processing on that, you know, that's a big outlay of cash for a family, especially in this economy. So I don't think these prices are necessarily sustainable long term.
More news is next.
Have you been to AgriAmerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcast. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Central Minnesota farmer is optimistic about 2025, despite what he calls a pretty challenging year in 2024. Roy Schneider says last spring was so wet he had several drowned out areas.
Several thoughts of going back and replanting it. Each time I didn't quite get to it because it didn't quite get ready, and then followed up with a 3-inch rain. So after three of those events, I just gave up on those acres, and those are expensive acres. Zeros are expensive numbers to plug into your bottom line.
A director with the American Soybean Association says the U.S. Treasury Department's decision to not allow imported used cooking oil to qualify for the Clean Fuels Tax Credit is a huge win for the soy industry. Eastern Iowa soybean farmer Dave Walton says the biodiesel industry adds value to each bushel of soybeans.
Soybean oil as a feedstock has been threatened by vegetable oils that could have been disadvantaged in the marketplace.
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
If you're in the market for a pole building, call Harchie Lumber, your friendly hometown source for all of your building and lumber supply needs. From beginning to end, the experienced crews at Harchie Lumber have the know-how to build a quality structure you expect. Harchie Lumber will engineer your pole building to your specific needs and requirements while meeting your local building codes. To get your building project started, call 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchie Lumber along Highway 23 between Laval and Reedsburg.
I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Sarah Black with Great Lakes Ag Labor Services says there are many changes farm managers need to be watching for when it comes to payroll, taxes, benefits, and more. She's expecting even more changes when the Trump administration takes over. Her team is preparing some farmer training, and we'll hear about that next on today's Managing for Profit.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. Agra America streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The Agra America app is the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, Agra America is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. Agra America.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the corn belt into the corn rootworm belt. But DeKalb brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Sarah Black with Great Lakes Ag Labor Services says her team and Michigan Farm Bureau are working to educate farm employers with a series of farm employment seminars.
Michigan Farm Bureau, Varnum Law, and Great Lakes Ag Labor Services have put together some farm employment sessions. There's two of them coming up. And really the focus is to give farmers some really practical hands-on information that they can take back related to all those kind of messy topics surrounding employees and being a farm employer. Higher than 98% of all farms in Michigan are still family-held businesses, but the reality is that you're going to have multiple generations working together, and a lot of those farms you're going to also have hired employees. And so there are a lot of topics as it relates to payroll and benefits and even just regulatory changes that have come down the pike in the last 12 months that employers need to be aware of and need to make sure that their systems in place and their offices and the folks that are doing their HR work know what those are and that they're doing them correctly. One of the new things that we're going to offer this year is a session surrounding employee benefits, and there have been a lot of changes when it comes to health care and the Affordable Care Act. There are still pending changes as it relates to paid sick time. And then obviously we're going to talk about the new administration in Congress in D.C. and what that looks like from an agricultural workforce standpoint. Honestly, I think when the new administration takes over and is sworn in, we already have an idea of some of the things that they're proposing. The new Congress got sworn in this week, and the leadership in the new Congress is talking about some bills already that they're planning on working on. So I think that we're going to see some pretty sweeping changes announced and put into motion pretty quickly here within the next month even. So one of the other topics that we're going to spend quite a bit of time on at these farm employment seminars coming up is how to handle both a paper audit as well as an on-farm audit. In 2024, we saw farms have audits from a variety of different agencies, including ICE and I-9 audits, to Department of Labor, Department of Homeland Security, OSHA, IRS. So we are going to do a mock audit, and we're also going to talk through a lot of strategies that farms should have in place to make sure that they're prepared.
That's Sarah Black, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
In a little cantina in Copawaba, I poured a shot of mezcal in a glass. Started talking to the worm at the bottom of the bottle. We cried and we laughed. About then I started losing all feeling. For every shot I had, I must have had one more. Next thing I know, I was staring at the ceiling. One tequila, two tequila, three tequila floor.
For a good time, oh, add some salt and lime, oh. Makes you feel so fine, oh. You'll keep
tequila, three tequila floor. Well, it got a little wild at the bachelorette party. Little Katie Shepherd weighed a buck 05. She went from quiet and shy to want to fight everybody. White dress, black eye, teardrops falling from makeup, running like Tammy Faye Baker praying to the Lord. Started out fun, but now she's done. One tequila, two tequila, three tequila, four.
For a good time, oh, absolute song. Spaceship crashed in the Roswell desert. Little green man stumbled into a bar. Tried to blend in with all the other fellers. So good, so far. A few drinks and he was having fun till some military men walked through the door. They dragged him off to Area 51, singing one tequila, two tequila, three tequila, four. For a good time, oh, add some salt in lime, oh. Tequila, three tequila floor.
That was Jason Aldean with Let Your Boys Be Country on Country and Community. I'm Tim Thiede. I'll be here till 7:15, and that's when we'll be bringing you high school basketball action. It'll be Richland Center Girls hosting Kickapoo, and as I said, 7:15 will be the pregame, and Phil Dean will be making the call for that game. Hoping you're Tuesday is a good one, and right now at 5:50, our temperature is 8 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. And just want to let you know of a few meetings that are going on this evening. First of all, the Rolling Hills Toastmasters Club meets the second and fourth Tuesday of each month from 6:30 to 8. Meetings are held at Eagles School in Classroom 2. Meetings are hybrid, meaning you can attend in person or by Zoom. For more information or Zoom link, call 608-604-7743. Also, the Ithaca School District Financial Personnel meeting has been rescheduled, and that was rescheduled for this evening at 6:30 with the school board meeting to follow at 7. And also, the Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 is holding its monthly meeting tonight at 7 at the American Legion in Richland Center.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio, or visit Facebook.com/WRCO-AM-FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two stage. Plus we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt in Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the stove. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
100.9 WRCO.
All over me and this bedroom and the sunrise. Finding all your goodbyes, your makeup on the pillowcase, your hair tie on the bedside. We're so toxic, but we can't stop it.
We're supposed to be broke up, but that band's rocking. It's only over when we're sober. We don't believe it when we say goodbye. We always say we want some closure. Last night was just another last time. Rewind. Do I hate you? Will you hate me? To the three shots of that whiskey turns into I miss you. Will you miss me? They say it's over when it's over. They don't know us. It's only over when it's over. We're back at it. If this is love, then we're bad at it. Your friends and my friends, they've all had it. There's nothing we can do. Everybody's moving on but me and you. It's only over when we're sober. We don't believe it when we say goodbye. We always say we want some closure. The last night was just another last time. Rewind. Do I hate you? Will you hate me? To the three shots of that whiskey turns into I miss you. Will you miss me? They say it's over when it's over. But they don't know us. It's only over when we're sober.
Lost in spite.
ABC News is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At a fiery Senate confirmation hearing, Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth pushing back on allegations.